It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, and a very good morning to you. My name is Jim Thorne, and today is Friday. And you know what that means. That means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. And of course, this is a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the program is made possible by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, your partner on the road to wellness. Also thanks to the Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. Well, today in studio, our good friend Frazier Riddell is with us. He is the owner of Small Town Music in Canton, and a terrific singer, songwriter, musician, and producer. Good morning, Frazier.
Good morning, Jim. Good to be here.
I got to tell our listeners, again, I tell this story sometimes when you're on, but about 5 years, it's been 5 years that I went by your store talking with you. You gave me your Christmas music CD, and I said, I got to have Frazier on the show, and that kind of what started this program off. So thanks again.
Oh, well, thank you. And that's a limited edition Christmas CD.
Yeah. Now, is that available? I mean, can people access it?
There's a couple of them, I think, on iTunes.
Okay.
I've kind of lost track of the Christmas tunes and hadn't come back to them yet. I might eventually.
Well, I hope so. That's a great CD. And just as a full disclosure, you know, I met you at another radio station when I was working there producing Marshall Ramsey's show, and yep. he had you on there.
I was there with Shane that time, I think. Was that there as a duet, I believe?
I can't remember. It was about 8 years ago, I guess, maybe 7 years ago. I don't know. But it's good to have you in, man. You've been busy.
Oh, staying real busy. With Small Town Music is, even though it's only open 2 days a week,
yeah,
or by appointment, it's my own line business. Over the 20 years or 21 I've been in business, it's increased. And I'm always on the hunt for used gear or doing trade deals, and people come in the store and I buy. And that gear, you know, today I'll be shipping out three things.
Yeah.
And that keeps that flowing. I'm still a choir director part-time. Mm-hmm. At my church, Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Canton. And, you know, that takes some time to organize things there, but I love it.
Yeah.
Enjoy it, really.
And smalltownmusic.com, that's where folks can see a good bit of your inventory, right?
Yes, smalltownmusic.com. And, we had a meal after church one day, and I was talking to a woman there that they come to church, but you know, sometimes you don't know people till you sit down and have a meal with them. Mm-hmm. And we were talking, and somehow it came up, you're that .com guy.
You know, I get onto some of our businesses, you need to change your ad, but not you, man. Hey, let's do this. Let's start off with one of your Christmas songs, all right?
Okay.
Frazier Riddell on the Blues and Arts Hour.
Yeah.
That is such an incredible feel to that song. Frazier Riddell, did you do all the instrumentation and everything on that?
I believe I did. Mm-hmm. It's been a while since I did that. That's one of my only songs that's got auto harp on it.
And you played the auto harp there?
Yeah, I think, if I remember right, the auto harp is like only one chord.
Okay.
At the beginning of a section, and so it doesn't actually, I don't think, flow through all the songs.
How many instruments do you play? I mean, I know you play several.
Let's see.
You play bass.
1,874.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Got it right on the number.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to come back and enjoy some more music from our good friend Frazier Riddell from Small Town Music in Canton. And, of course, you're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour. I'm Jim Thorne. The program is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. And also thanks to Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. Oh, by the way, stay tuned. We're going to give away some of your latest CDs here in a moment. So let's do that, okay, Frazier?
That'd be great.
All right, that'll be coming up. Stay with us. 19 minutes after 8, good morning. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour. That's what's happening. And our good friend Frazier Riddell is in studio, and it's kind of a traditional Christmas program. Can you believe it's been 5 years since you started this, Frazier? It's hard to believe. Time flies, doesn't it?
Oh, 5 years. Just that's a flash these days, yes.
Hey, listen, Christmas traditions in your household, you have anything special that you guys do from year to year?
Well, I always loved decorations and such, mm-hmm. and our son is older now, driving an ambulance for AMR, and he's, you know, rooming with some guys, living somewhere else after he finished college. Mm-hmm. But we always had cool decorations, you know. Besides the tree, over the years, we bought these. Like this year, we only got three of them out, but there's a little radio station and a McDonald's and a...
Is it out in front of your store?
And a rhyme. No, this is just little stuff at our house.
Oh, okay. All right.
Little things around the house. Really hadn't done anything at the store this year. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of been a Grinch down there because I'm not there a lot. But around the house, it's the decorations that kind of bring out the season and bring the memories back of like when the kid was young, you know.
Yeah.
And you were still... doing all the presents in a different way.
Yeah, and I remember, you know, when we were young, we're about the same age, you're younger than I am, but I remember when we were young, I mean, I was ecstatic when I got a football, you know, or a baseball glove or something like that, you know. Now kids are, there's so many things involved. I was talking to, we had a couple of gentlemen on last week from the Waterford on Highland Colony, seniors. They were talking about their memories, and things have certainly changed over the years. And it's, you know, it's easy to lose sight of what Christmas is all about.
Oh, it is. Kids are always going to be kids. But, yeah, in this country in particular, it has been developed and money has driven that. And then also just technology has changed the way that gifts are. I mean, they're not all tangible things now. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're video games, which is... or gift cards, and it is a lot different. It's the challenge at our church. I really liked Father Mike at our church's focus this year has been that what Jesus wants from us as Christians, and I would say what God wants from us at Christmas, if anything, our gift to Him should be our sins, you know, to just recognition and acknowledgement of our need for more than just ourselves.
Yeah.
And I really like that perspective of doing that. We had a penance service this past week, and we had little ribbons, and the kids brought them up first, and then before we went to do our confessions, we put the ribbons on this little cedar tree, and it was just kind of neat. It was, I sometimes lose track of that, you know, does God want from me? He does want me to donate to the poor. He does want me to help the homeless. He does want this. But He wants the personal side of my life, too.
Yeah.
He wants me to give that over.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point, Frazier. Last time you were here, you had just released a new CD talking about love. How's that going? Doing all right?
It is, you know. This is the first time I've ever done a hard copy first, and I wanted to do that. I guess thinking about publishing and a lot of different things, I just decided to take a different angle. So I've done the hard copy of this, mm-hmm. which, you know, you've already given some away and all mm-hmm. that. And I didn't go digital till about 2 months later. So I just went digital. So I know it's on CD Baby, but I think it should be at like Reverb Nation and iTunes and all those places. And I guess it's going good. To tell you the truth, Jim, once I got this done, I kind of forgot about it. Yeah. You know, I've been more focused on the writing of new songs and hope that those will come to fruition in 2019 and another project.
Yeah. Well, let's do this. I want to give three of your CDs away. This is Talking About Love. And the way I want to do it is the first three people who can email me will email me at jim@wyab.com. Put your mailing address there, and the first three emails I get, I'll send you Frazier's new CD, Talking About Love. Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah, and between now and Christmas of 2035, uh-huh. if you come into Small Town Music and make a $10 or more purchase, you get a free CD.
Oh, wow. I'll give you location again.
436 West Peace Street, Canton, Mississippi. You know, but call before you haul because we're not always in.
Retail hours Friday and Saturday, too. Right?
Friday 10 to 5, Saturday 10 to 3:45.
All right, right there, the railroad tracks. And again, jim@wyab.com, the first three emails, I'll send you the CD out from Frazier. You're going to love it. And we'll do that. And make sure your mailing address is on there, too. Let's do another Christmas song. You want to do that?
Yes.
All right, this is, again, Frazier Riddell. And a little Christmas music here on the Blues and Arts Hour.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel. Fa-la-la, fa-la-la-la-la-la. Throw the ancient Yuletide carol. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Blazing, you'll be for us. Fa la 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 la. Strike the harp and join the chorus. Fa la 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 la. Follow me in merry measure. Fa la la. Treasure. Fa la 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 la. Passes. Fa la 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 la. Hail the new year, lads and lasses. Fa la 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 la. Sing the joyous all together. Fa la la fa la la. Of the wind and weather. Fa-la-la-la-la la-la-la-la. Fa-la-la-la-la la-la-la-la. Fa-la-la-la-la la-la-la-la.
One more time.
Fa-la-la-la-la la-la-la-la.
Frazier Riddell, some good Christmas music. And Frazier, some of your Christmas music is online, right?
Yes. Some of it is at least two of these that I've done. Again, back when I did this, I put together the hard copy of this Christmas CD and was going to put some online. And then with the uncertainty of royalties on some of the covers I did, I just had put a couple out, and then, you know, Christmas kind of passed, and I just never have gone back to them. So, of course, you got a CD that's got, I don't know how many, seven songs?
It's 12. Yeah, I got 12, I think.
12?
I think so, yeah.
Ah.
Let's see. Yeah, I'm looking at it now, 12. It's a treasure.
Goodness gracious.
All right, we're going to take a break for our business report. Our special guest in the studio is Frazier Riddell. A little Christmas cheer, Christmas music and conversation. The program, the Blues and Arts Hour, is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks, too, to Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. Our time now is 29 minutes after 8. Don't go away. It's the Blues and Arts Hour here on 103.9 WYAB. Good morning. I'm Jim Thorne. And the program is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also presented by Roosters in Fondren. Thanks so much to them. And our very special guest in studio, Frazier Riddell. Frazier, before we continue the program, I want to let our listeners know we still need one more person to give away your brand new CD, Talk About Love. Just email me, jim@wyab.com, and include your mailing address, and I'll get that out to you. We're still looking for, we need three, so we still lack one or two, so come on and do that. And I appreciate those that have emailed me right now. So, Frazier, you do some Christmas songs. I've got a CD of 12. Any favorites that you have, favorite Christmas songs?
Yeah, I mean, I like so many of them, and I try not to do them too early. Of course, when parties come up, you can't help it. You start doing them.
Right.
But Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas is one I've always liked, because it's just, the chord structure of it is neat, and the way it goes through, and it's just, it. I don't do it all the time, so it, you know, I don't do it as much as Jingle Bells and Santa Claus is Coming to Town and a lot of the stuff I do with kids or Christmas parties. And yeah, I think in the past I've told you that Caroline Herring, who's an artist that doesn't live in Canton anymore, but when she was in Oxford, she did a Christmas CD. That's still one of my favorite ones, and it's kind of a bluegrass Christmas CD.
Nice. Very nice. Any, how about movies? Are you a Christmas movie guy?
Well, I do still like The Christmas Story, although after all these years of it being run 24 hours a day, I don't watch it as much. You know, and I was visiting, there's some friends that I have that live in Lake Caroline, and they moved here in the Katrina days.
Yeah.
And they're actually English originally, and now have lived in the States for years. And we were discussing that they've never seen that movie. That was kind of hard for me to believe.
Yeah. Okay,
that somebody had not seen The Christmas Story.
Yeah, well, you know, of course, Charlie Brown Christmas, the TV show, that's a classic, and It's a Wonderful Life. That's going to be on wall to wall on every station.
It'll be running 24 hours a day too. Yeah.
Anyway, well, listen, you mentioned a song that you enjoy, and you've got your acoustic guitar ready. You want to do that for us?
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore.
faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
That's awesome. Good deal. Fraser Riddell live in studio on the Blues and Arts Hour. And, you know, I think a lot of us sometimes forget Fraser, and I know you don't forget this. This is an important thing for you. But there are a lot of people that when the holiday season comes up, Christmas season comes up, it can be kind of a down time. And that's a time when we need to be more sensitive to those needs, right?
Oh, yeah. I would totally, totally agree with that. And because the holiday season can be so associated with, you know, people that from the past that have moved on. And so, yes, in short, yes.
Mm-hmm. And elderly people, too. I'm finding as older I get, the treasure of our senior citizens and what they have to offer, you know, just spending time with them, not just during the Christmas season, but throughout the year.
Oh, completely agree. I wish there was a way to take all the memories and knowledge mm-hmm. and wisdom that those people have and get it, you know, online. And you know, you do have some folks that are into the technology, but so many of them aren't. Mm-hmm. And so the only way you can even glean any of that knowledge and understanding that comes from just years of being around is to visit with them. And sometimes it's in a, you know, in a home that they've had to go to.
That's right, yeah. And Fraser Riddell, we've talked about this before. You alluded to this earlier, but a huge part of your life, my life, not just during the Christmas season, but throughout the year, is our church involvement. And especially now, I think it's easy to say, okay, that's kind of be putting aside. We need to spend more time with family. But church has got to be one of the central portions of this whole celebration.
Well, originally, for sure it was.
Yeah.
I mean, for a lot of people now, it's not, and that's just the way Christmas has developed. It's really, you know, it's a very monetary season, and it's very business oriented, and sometimes it's also driven. And I can say from experience, you know, driven by, you know, the desire that you got to make your kid happy, you know, with what you get them and all that kind of stuff. And it should be based around the church. And I don't know that it really is. A lot of people do show up on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I look at the positive in that. I wish that those folks were there more than just Christmas and Easter. But
and there's, you mentioned, there's a lot of pressure on all of us to these expectations that sometimes, honestly, physically, it drives us crazy. You got to be here. You got to cook this. You got to be, you know, all these things. And man, we got to simplify, don't you think?
Oh, yes. And I have trouble with that. I mean, there's some days.
We all do, yeah.
Yeah, I come to the end of the day and go, I should have, you know, called my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even call my mom and talk to her. And I hadn't talked to her in like a week.
Mm-hmm.
And she lives a half a mile away from me. And, you know, I should have. And that's, it's difficult to do that. Business and life and paying bills and all that, it's a real battle. I think that's one place that church can bring back a perspective. You know, church is not, you know, going to church is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing is your individual relationship with God and
right.
and then beyond that, how you treat others. But going to church can be a nice reinforcement and to that. And that's why I would encourage people to go. Don't go to thinking you're going to find every answer and find a whole bunch of good people, because us folks at church are just like you.
That's right. That's right. Good point. Fraser Riddell, we're going to take a break, come back for our final segment, kind of a Christmas tradition with Fraser in studio. And this is the Blues and Arts Hour. My name is Jim Thorne. The program is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to the Rooster's Restaurant in Fondren. Our time now is 16 minutes until 9 o'clock. It's 12 minutes until 9. Welcome back. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. Our very special guest in studio is Fraser Riddell. And Fraser, we've got three winners that we'd asked for a giveaway for your latest CD, Talking About Love. I want to say congratulations to Christian, Kimball, and Billy. So thanks for listening, folks.
Yeah, thank y'all, and I hope that you still feel like you're winners after you get the CD.
Tell us the I just got that. A little delayed reaction there. Now, you had a little incentive earlier about if anybody wanted to come by your store, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Come now to my store between Christmas of 2035 and make a $10 or more purchase and get a free CD.
That's cool.
And, yeah.
And your website is smalltownmusic.com. A lot of great things on there. It's a fun website, so I'd invite our listeners, even if you're not a musician, to visit that, and you'll enjoy that. Fraser, I got to ask you, you know, we were talking about some serious things before we went to the break, and maybe kind of go back in your memory, maybe share one of your fondest Christmas memories. You have anything you'd like to tell our listeners on that?
Well, I remember the year I got a BB gun.
Oh.
And I remember very vividly, it was one of those Christmas days that was like humid and, you know, 70 degrees outside.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Which, but I remember the year I got a BB gun, and that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And gosh, as far as, you know, something I got as a kid, mm-hmm. that was one of the best, you know, just a flashback memory to me is that year I got a BB gun.
Yeah, I remember getting a bicycle. We lived across the street from a parking lot. I didn't really even know how to ride a bike. And so I got on that bike. My dad went over there with me, and we just, you know, probably wrecked several times. But there it was, you know. So, hey, listen, let's do a tune here from your Christmas CD. And some of them are online, so I would invite our listeners to check that out. But this is an unusual Christmas song. I want you to kind of set this up for us.
Oh, is this... Blue Punk Christmas?
Yeah, yeah, this is it.
Oh, well, I had a lot of fun with this song. I know that people know the song. And I just did a little bit, my take, which you've heard plenty of takes on this song. But I still, in my memory, can remember sitting upstairs starting to record this, because I started on a Saturday. My wife was downstairs. She came up and said, "What are you doing?" Because I was doing some of the electric distorted slide guitar parts for it, but I had fun with it.
Well, let's enjoy it. This is a Blue Punk Christmas, right?
Yes.
All right. This is Fraser Riddell on the Blues and Arts Hour. All right. That's Blue Punk Christmas, Frazier Riddell, his version. And every time we play that, I think we play that every year that you've been here for Christmas, you get this smile on your face.
Well, I sang that through a megaphone, and it was, I just had a good time recording it. And, I guess in our lives, there's a balance in the seriousness and the humor. Mm-hmm. And for me, this was this is some of my humor. I've never yet I'd like to do a video.
Yeah, that would be
and,
good.
I've thought of some good mm-hmm. scenes that could be in the video for this song. Mm-hmm. You know, like a drunk Santa would have to be in it, and I'm not
your
sure.
Your imagination could yeah, really kind of go.
But the drunk Santa's definitely got to be there, and.
Well, listen, you're small town music in Canton. You're right there by the railroad tracks on Peace Street, West Peace Street, and you're near the square. And tell us about what's going on there in Canton.
The lights. If you got kids, let them see these lights. You know, when I was a kid, we'd go out looking at the houses, and some of them were so cool with the way they were lit up. The square is just incredible. Mm-hmm. They have some specific events related around it on nights as we approach Christmas. Call Canton Tourism. I don't know the phone number, but or look them up online. Yeah. Canton Tourism, Jana there has been doing a great job since she took over a few years mm-hmm. ago. Mm-hmm. And it's just beautiful. And I can't imagine the memories kids got to have when they see it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've seen it so much that it's not as big a deal to me, but it's a really beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah, we've seen it. It's been a while. It'd be great to go back and see that once again. You're right. Hey, listen, Frazier, 2018's winding down. It's amazing how quickly time moves on. Any thoughts about the previous year and maybe looking towards 2019? From your perspective?
Oh, man, that's deep, Jim.
I know. I know.
I feel like we've got to get so many people that I know that are Democrats and so many people that I know that are Republicans are also people of faith. And I would encourage everybody to try to get back to kindness and goodness mm-hmm. and forgiveness and gentleness. And it's so hard to do that if you watch CNN or you watch Fox. It's mm-hmm. like watching, you know, wrestling match.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. and this just using, and it's like, to, you know, the right's got to push hard to fight what the left is pushing hard, and it's so bad for us. Mm-hmm. It's so bad for us, and man, it's bad for us.
Yeah, we need to get back to some basics.
Get back to Jesus. Get back to God, mm-hmm. and I mean, and specifically with the new covenant, that somehow bring back in that that forgiveness that we're given. Mm-hmm. And gosh, we got to draw that back in somehow because we're off track.
Good words. Frazier Riddell, smalltownmusic.com, Small Town Music in Canton, Mississippi. And your phone number once again,
601-859-8596. And if you want me to call back, it'd be good to leave a name and number.
Yeah, that would be good. Hey, thanks for coming in, Frazier. It's always good to see and visit with you.
Thanks, Jim. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. All right, that's going to do it. The Blues and Arts Hour. I'm Jim Thorne, and the program is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks, too, to Rooster's Restaurant in Fundred. Again, thanks for listening. This is 103.9 WYAB. Until next week, God bless.
Table, bottles of chill, friends coming over to celebrate the passing of another year. It's Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's. And P.S. I love you. Yes, I do. I try to be clever, try to bring you a smile, but all that we needed was just to hang out for a while and see for a moment how lucky we are.